Hi, and welcome to the study of God's Word from the pulpit of First Baptist Church, Winton, California.
It's my privilege this morning to introduce to you Brother Sal Fernandez. He's a church planning strategist from North American Mission Board working in the California State Convention. He comes to us actually as a brother and as a planner for us, because we're in the process of starting a language mission here. And Brother Sal has graciously been part of that process, and we thank him for that. And now we want to welcome him here. He's going to break open God's Word for us, so I ask that you would welcome him. And thank you, brother, for coming to be with us.
Thank you. My prayer this morning to you is that that healing rain will fall on you today. That amazing grace that we can experience when we come to times in our life that's what we need. Times of trouble, times of parchment, times of need. And that's what this place is all about. And I want to thank you for being a church that reaches out, a church that loves missions, a church that gives to missions, a church that actually starts a mission, a work here. It was a church like yours that I can remember back in my teenage years reached out to the Spanish community in Tolleson, Arizona, and in the darkest hour of my life, I reached out to the Lord. I cried out to the Lord, but I came to find out that it was through the working of First Baptist Church starting that mission that I was able to come to know the Lord, and the gifts that you give through the cooperative program that the missionary was able to be in that mission site. Everything coordinated so that I could come to know him. So I praise God for you. What you're doing in your giving to the cooperative program, the California mission offerings, and the offering, Easter offering, all the money that you give towards mission, because it's souls that are being brought to the Lord when you give. And that's what this place is all about. This morning I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 5, 6. Chapter 6, and we want to focus on verses 17 through 21. The setting is, the Lord had just spent the night praying, and then in the morning he selected 12 apostles, that their assignment was going to be to be with him, to observe him, to learn from him of the good news of the kingdom of God that they were going to be communicating to the world. And then the scene where we are here, we see him coming down from the mountain with his newly appointed apostles, and he begins the first class, which is good news of the kingdom 101. And this is where we start. He went down with them, verse 17, and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those troubled by evil spirits were cured, and the people all tried to touch him because power was coming from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." This morning I want to focus on that place. just in the few moments that minutes that we have left. Let's look at that place. It says that it was a level place. It was a level place. Let's look at that. It was level because Jesus wanted people to be able to get to Him. He wanted to be accessible to the people. He wanted to be at a point where He could relate to them. All the mountaintop experiences are wonderful. The mountaintop experiences where you are selected and you're anointed, you're an apostle. But the ministry He was going to communicate with His apostles was down in the valley. So He took them to the level place. And He faced them. And He was going to start lesson one of the good news of the kingdom. What is the good news of the kingdom? We're going to see that as He's teaching them, as we look at other places in the Bible, that the good news of the kingdom is the presence of God with us. That we see in all the times when people's needs are met, and when they have a divine encounter with Jesus, His presence is there. The second thing that we're going to see is that His power is there. And the third thing that we see is that amazing grace that is there to heal them. Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to Genesis and look at a couple of those places where we see something happening. And back in the time of Abraham had been called of God, and he had been given the promise, and he had been told, you are going to be a blessing to all the world, and you're going to have a son, and his son is going to be what? Isaac. Then the day comes when Abraham is told, go sacrifice your son. And he was told to do that, commanded to do that, and he obeyed, and he went. He prepared, and he went. And I'm getting to the point where he says he saw the place. He saw the place afar off. And then when he reached that place, the Bible says that he erected an altar. And after he erected an altar, he put the wood, then he tied his son, and he put him on the altar, and he was about to fulfill, to be obedient to the command of God, until the angel said, don't hurt that child. Don't hurt. But I see something in the heart of Abraham. All the time he knew that God had to do something, that God had to manifest Himself in a miraculous way, because to fulfill the promise, he had to have his son alive. And the Lord provided. You know the story. You know the story. And right there, something happened. Something changed. That place we come to know as the time that Abraham became the father of our faith. Remember that? That's where it started. That's where it started. He became the father of our faith. The name of the place was given as Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. And you know, if God is telling you to do something in your life, if God is commanding you to do something, as difficult as it might be, God will provide if you move forward in faith and obey Him and do what He wants you to do. Let's go forward a little bit after that, and let's look at a man named Jacob. He's been running. Oh, you know Jacob's name, the schemer. And his brother's after him, or he thinks his brother's out to him to kill him. So he's running. Very difficult time. And he gets to the end of the day, and he's tired, and he's sleepy, and he finds a rock. We sang about it. We read about it. that rock that he anointed. And he lays down his head to rest. Oh, and he has that dream. You all know it. You all know it, remember? Jacob's ladder. The angels going up and down. Oh, it must have been quite a scene. And he's looking at that. And then when he wakes up, he said, whoa, this is an awesome place. Remember him saying that? This is none other than the house of God. This is none other than the gate to heaven. And he took the rock. Remember that? He anointed it. He made it a pillar. And he named it Bethel. Bethel. And I remember, you know, there's times in your life when it's difficult. You've got troubles. Maybe you're running. You've got troubles in your life. You've got pain in your life. But God encounters you. And he reminds you of the promise. He reminds you of who you are. He reminds you of what he wants done. And then we see that that place is very much like this place. This is an awesome place. This church right here in Winton is an awesome place. Because again, we see that there's the presence of God. We see that there's the power of God demonstrated. And we see the grace of God demonstrated in this level place. Where people can come and have a divine encounter with God, with the Lord. And it changes your life. It changes your life. Let's go a little bit further in the same man's life, Jacob. And again, he is in trouble. He is in trouble. And he gets to the point where he's alone again out there. And he's sleeping. And then somebody comes into the scene and starts wrestling with him. God will meet you alone. God wants to meet you alone. And the Bible says in Jacob's case that he wrestled with him all night long. And it was about daybreak. And the man said, let me go. It's about daybreak and I must go. And he said, and Jacob said, what? I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Have you ever been so intense in your desire to receive, to obtain, to experience God's blessing in your life? Don't let go. Don't stop wrestling. And the man finally said, you know, I got to go. And remember, touched him. And he probably went around limping the road the rest of his life. And that place changed his life. And he changed, it not only changed his life, it changed his name. Because that's where the Bible says that his name was changed from Jacob to what? Israel. Israel. There are times, there are places in your life when your encounter with God is so real that it won't only change your life, it will change your destiny, it will change everything about you. I remember that time in my life. And it's been more than once that I have had those times that have changed my life. The first change came to me as a teenager. As a young teenager, couple of years before, our father had abandoned us. And it wasn't only me, there was younger ones. So we felt abandoned. More than that, I felt angry. Because I hated my father, not only for the abuse that he inflicted on my mother and us, but just being abandoned. So I was an angry teenager. Then I was angry because I was a brown boy. Back in the 60s, it was very difficult. And I would lash out to those that would call me names because I lived in the ghetto. I lived in that, you know, that dirty little place over there. But then a time came when my brother that was taking care of us died in a horrible accident. And one thing over another. And my brother being killed just made everything just flip. My sister was so distraught. My sister was so hurt that she got a razor and cut both her wrists and threw herself on the ground to die. I don't want to deal with this pain anymore. That's how a lot of us deal with it. I wanted to kill myself. But there is this distress, there is this hopelessness that comes over you in those times of your life. Something happened during the night of the viewing. About midnight, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I ran out in the desert. And I just started crying out. More lashing out than anything else. Angry like I would challenge one of the other punks in the ghetto. I challenged God to explain to me why all these things were happening, and crying at the same time. And that night left me with a feeling of just wanting to die. But I just didn't want to die. I wanted to die and go to heaven where I knew my brother Danny was. But I didn't know. We didn't go to church. We didn't go to church. My father hated religion and religious people, and he didn't allow us to go to church. He didn't go to church. We just didn't go to church. So I didn't know. I would go to school, say, I want to die today. Maybe today I will die and go to heaven. Then one Saturday afternoon, a couple came into my neighborhood. They saw me there working on my car outside. They came up to me, introduced themselves, and they said, we're from Little Baptist Church over here in Tolleson, brand new church. We want to invite you. I didn't know what a Baptist was, brother. I knew the Catholic Church was right behind us. I didn't know what a Baptist was. But I said, yes. There was something in my heart that was telling me, go. And I went that day, and for the first time I entered into a little church. I heard the gospel for the first time. You know what attracted me? The singing. I love singing. Like, you're a singing church here, praising church. And I kept going and hearing the word. These people here says that they came to hear him and to have their needs met. Well, something happened in listening to that pastor preach, where I understood that God loved me like I had never heard before. I was explained John 3:16 like I had never heard it before, where my name was put in the verse. Put your name there, he said. For God so loved Sal that he gave his only begotten son. He said it all in Spanish, of course. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que dio a su hijo unigénito, que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. And I realized God loved me. Oh, he made it very clear that I was a sinner. And I did not deny that. I had hurt a lot of people, and I had done things, as we all have. And I knew that very clearly. But then he made an invitation. And he said, if there was anybody there that wanted to come receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the one and sufficient Savior of their soul, and he made emphasis for the forgiveness of sin, to receive eternal life, and to go to heaven when you die. When he said that, my heart exploded. Because remember, my desire was to die and go to heaven, but I just didn't know how. When he said, and to go to heaven when you die, oh, I went forward and I took his hand and he repeated the question again. And I just shook my head because I couldn't talk. I was so choked up. And I couldn't wait to get home. And I said, Ma, you need to come to me to this place. You need to hear what this man is saying. So I took my mom, and she heard, and she accepted the Lord, and we were baptized together. Then I got my sister. The bandage is still fresh from cutting her wrists. And I said, Vita, you must come with me to this place and listen to what this man has to say. And I took my sister, and she accepted the Lord. Now, let's go back to this place. Let's go back to this place. It's level. It's level. Anyone can come to Jesus. Whosoever can come to Jesus. Sal can come to Jesus. You can come to Jesus. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, what. Anybody could come to Jesus. And look at the apostles are in front of Jesus. Jesus is looking at them. And you see the masses coming behind Jesus. And they're all going like this. They're all going like this. Everybody was trying to touch Jesus. And he is addressing his disciples, his apostles. And all kinds of things are happening behind him. Listen to some of these things. And I can just see the apostles say, Lord Jesus, don't you know what's happening behind you? You know, there's these guys that are all excited back there. Because the Bible says there that as Jesus was speaking to his disciples, power was going out. Power was being released. And those that had evil spirits were being healed. And those that the lepers and the blind and whoever, whatever their needs were being healed. And I'm sure they were praising God. I'm sure, like the man that John and Peter healed by the beautiful gate, remember? He started jumping up and down, making a spectacle of himself. Then when he went into church and did that, he was just happy. He was just happy. Let's look at that place again. But he is looking at his disciples, his apostles, and saying, I want you to observe good news, kingdom 101 happening right here. All who come to me, all who reach out to me, will be blessed. Look at the blessings. Blessed are you, he was telling him. Notice what's happening behind him. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. These poor people were experiencing the kingdom of God. They were owning the kingdom of God. Because they, in faith, in hope, were reaching out to try to touch Jesus. Remember that woman that came behind Jesus in another occasion and touched the hem of his garment? And he stopped the procession to give a living lesson, and he said, who touched me? And everybody was touching him, but you know something? Faith releases the power of God to meet a need, to heal, whatever the case may be. And then she came forward and fessed up, and Jesus said, go in peace, your faith has healed you. Remember the woman that came behind Jesus and was crying? Remember that woman? And she didn't say a word, but she was just crying. And then she noticed that her tears were wet in his feet. So she got down on behind him and started wiping his feet with her hairs and kissing his feet. And Simon went over there saying, ooh, how gross. I can just hear. Of course, it says it there. If he knew, if he was really the Son of God, if he was really a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. Oh man, let me tell you, the place that we're talking about here is level, and all the people could touch Jesus. And Simon came to find out, and as he heard the words of Jesus, as he looked at Simon and said to the woman, Woman, go in peace. Your sins have been forgiven. Oh, if we reach out to him, we have his presence, we have his power, we have his grace. Oh, we have the blessing. It says there, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Every single person there went home satisfied. I am still satisfied. You remember that hymn? I am satisfied with Jesus. Oh, he has done so much. And it says, blessed are you who weep, for now you will laugh. Can you imagine the joy? Can you hear the joy that's happening behind Jesus? When people are being healed, their needs are being met, there's praise, there's joy. And the others are going, whoa, what's happening here? You know? But faith releases the power of God and the grace of God and the blessings of God. Now let's go back to this place. This church is a level place. You can come to Jesus this morning. You can reach out to Jesus. You can try to touch him and your faith and your hope that he can meet your need will release his power to meet your need, to satisfy your need. So we're going to have an invitation this morning. I'm going to ask Brother Ralph to come. I'm going to ask the deacons to come. And I'm going to ask that if you are coming for the first time, like I did, wanting to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, receive the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, to receive eternal life and to go to heaven when you die. Come, and Brother Raphael, one of the deacons, would pray with you. Maybe today you need to come and follow through in baptism. And God is telling you, you need to obey me and be baptized. Maybe you need to be part of this church and what God is doing in this church. Say, I want to be involved here. And you want to come and become a member of this church, whether by letter, by statement. Maybe you need to surrender your life to do mission work. God needs more missionaries out there proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Maybe you have a lot of pain. My life was characterized by pain, by hurt, by hopelessness when I came. And that was lifted. I was satisfied. I was healed. I was restored. On that day when I came to that level place and I received the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your need today? The masses came to Jesus and they all reached out to him. This morning, there's quite a few of you here. Would you reach out to Jesus that your needs will be met? Listen to him. Listen to his word and have your needs met. Let us stand and we'll have a word of prayer. And I'm going to invite you just to start coming. If you just want to come to pray, you want to come to pray for a loved one, you want to come to pray silently for your need. But the deacons will be here also to receive you. Let us pray. Father, as we come to your throne of grace, as we come to your mercy seat, as we come to this level place, as in the word we see today that you stood in that level place and all the masses came to you, and because of their reaching out and their faith and their hope, your power went out and healed them, restored them, cleansed them, and they were satisfied and they rejoiced. Father, Is there anyone here that is hurting, that needs of your grace? Would you just invite them to come to this level place to meet with you? And my prayer is in the precious name of Jesus.
The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you've never trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to call on him now and through a simple prayer of faith, give your life to him. If you're not attending a church that honors the Bible as the Word of God, we encourage you to locate and begin attending such a church in the area where you live. The message you have just heard was preached from the pulpit of First Baptist Church, Winton, California. For more information on the ministry of First Baptist Church, Winton, please visit our website at wintonchurch.org.